Today we're going to talk about playing sports with your father. Are you allowed to play sports with your father? Is there any problem with doing so? So it seems that there are three types of sporting activities that need to be discussed, three categories. One category is full contact sports where injuries are really part of the game. For example, like boxing, where you're actually hitting each other on purpose, or hockey. Hockey, I guess, is disputed. The second category is to the opposite extreme, where there's no physical contact between the competitors, and there would be nothing at all that would involve any potential of hitting, even like golf, if a person wants to play golf with his father. And third category, that's somewhere in between, which is where most of our discussion is going to lie, is in a contact sport where the purpose of the sport is not to bludgeon each other like boxing, but a contact sport, let's say like basketball, where very often injuries do happen, there are hard fouls, people do get hurt, so if you're going to play seriously, there is going to be some physical contact. So what are the issues when it comes to playing with one's father? It would seem that there are two categories of issues. One is kibud u'mora, that there's a general obligation of reverence and respect for one's parents. And the other issue is what the pasuk says, Shmos perachavav, pasuk tazvav, maka av v'imo mos yumas, that a person who hits his father or his mother should surely die, the Torah says. And the Mishnah, beginning of Eluven and Nechakin, Sanhedrin Peidal and Beis, says that when it says mos yumas, it refers to chenek, that when one hits his father, when one strikes his father, he's chayiv chenek. So, considering those two obligations, we have to figure out how that fits into competitive sports and whether mechila works in these two instances. So first of all, in terms of kavod u'mora, on a very basic level, Chachmas Adam writes that a person has to honor his parents on three madregos. A person has to honor b'dibur, with the way he speaks to his parents, b'maisa, with the way he acts to his parents, and even b'machshava, with the way one thinks about his parents, that one must think about his parents as if they are gedolei olam, even if no one else on earth seems to think that his parents are gedolei olam. A child has to think that about his parents. So one might say that if a person would never engage in an athletic competition with gedolei olam, with people that he reveres as gedolei olam, so maybe doing so with a parent would be a violation of that level of mora that a person is supposed to have. On a more practical level, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis tells us, what does mora mean? It means lo omed b'mekomo, lo yoshev b'mekomo, velo soser es devarav. One is not allowed to argue with a parent, or velo machrio, which might even mean to agree in an argument he's having with someone else. So disputing a foul call, or siding with your father in a disputed foul call, or siding with the other party in a disputed foul call, that might be an issue of mora avveim. However, when it comes to these issues, it would seem that mechila certainly does work. That an av shemachal kvodo machal, while he cannot be mochel his bizayon, probably he could be mochel his kavod, and ritzonu shaladam zehu kvodo, whatever a person desires, that is the definition of kavod for that person. So if your father says, I would like for you to play a game of basketball with me, and he's interested in playing the game, so that is a mechila of whatever kavod there's going to be. Now obviously, if a person is going to start yelling and screaming and he gets hyper-competitive, so that the father probably wasn't mochel that. He's mochel within reason. This is unlike when it comes to Talmud Torah. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin tells us, Es ve'ev besufa, that avu b'no, ravu talmidov, that a father and son, or Rebbe and Talmud are learning together, that nasim ka'ayvim zebazad, they become like enemies with each other, they yell at each other, they scream at each other, because that's kachi darka shel Torah, that's how Torah is learned, when you fight really hard for your svara, and then by the end, when they get up from the learning, then nasim o'avim zebazad, they have a more loving relationship because of that shared experience of Talmud Torah. But that cannot be carried over to other contexts. I mean, one cannot say kachi darka shol playing ball, that you yell at each other and you scream at each other. No, there's no such hatter when it comes to, he can be mochel on his kavod to an extent, but certainly not to yell and berate or anything of that nature. What about the more serious issue of maka aviv, of striking one's father. So the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, in that sugya there, in the beginning of Eilei Nechnakin, discusses bloodletting for a father. If a child can do therapeutic bloodletting on a father, and the Gemara only allows it for the sake of refuah, and then the Gemara lists various Tanaim and Amoraim who didn't want their kids removing their splinters for them because it might make them bleed, and a child shouldn't have to make a father bleed. So it would seem that contact sports can often lead to injuring an opponent, certainly with a hard foul, and therefore, if you can't, if the Tanaim and Amoraim were makbid not to let the kid take out a splinter, so maybe we should be makbid not to play ball, lest there be some contact and it cause an injury for the father. So it would seem that there are at least four or five snifim lahakel, reasons to suggest that maybe we could be lenient in this on this issue. First one is Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Memchas writes, Nir la niyazdaiti dezeh shechiva atayre bebaka ava v'imo o b'chaveiro, that which the Torah says that one is chayiv for striking a parent or even a friend, hainu dafka below reshus. That's only if the parent or the friend did not give you permission to strike them. If your friend, your parent or friend said, go ahead, hit me, or go ahead, curse me, Eino over belavazev, eino chayv malchus misa. One is not a violation of any love, one is not chayv malchus, one is not chayv misa. Aye, what about Akazas Dam, where the Gemara says that you're pater only because it's for refuah? What about all those Tanayim that didn't allow their children to take out splinters for them because they were afraid that they would cause them to bleed? I thought if you tell them that it's okay, then you're allowed to do it, that they could be mochel, they could be say that it's okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that was only shalom miratzon aviv. Very difficult to kimta. He says that was only talking about where the father's not interested in it, and the parent, the child, just like has to hold the parent down like you would a small child in removing a splinter, where the kid is trying to squirm and get away. So the parent is acting that way, and the child has to do that to remove the parent's splinter. That's where we say that they wouldn't let them, that they wouldn't let the kids do it. But if they're mochel, he says it's a davar barur that they have the right to be mochel. Now it happens to be Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Yud Beis, Dayan Weiss and Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Zayin reject this Minchas Chinuch. They say that it can't possibly be. Nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Beis Os Beis says that you could at least use the Minchas Chinuch as a sniff lahakel. If you have other reasons to be mekel, Minchas Chinuch can be added as a sniff lahakel. The reason that they reject this Minchas Chinuch is the She'iltos in the end of She'ilta Samach says that even though Ha'av Shemachal al Kvodo Kvodo Machal, that's only when it comes to Kvodo, Aval Haka'oso, Kilolaso, to strike a father, to curse a father, there's no mechila. How do I know there's no mechila for such a thing? So says the Netziv in Hamik She'ela that we don't need any raya that there's no mechila for such a thing, because even a mekalel atzmo is over below saseh. If one curses himself, he's in violation of below saseh. If one wounds himself, he's in violation of an iser. So of course, if you're going to wound or curse a parent, even if they're mochel, it's going to be a violation of an iser. Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that maybe there's a difference between makkah versus mekalel. That mekalel, a parent cannot be mochel, but makkah, a parent may be able to be mochel. So just applying this to a ball game, even the Minchas Chinuch would acknowledge that any excessive hitting is not included in the mechila by Akazas Dam. So constant barrage of hitting like you would have in boxing, or really hard fouling, something like that, would not be included in the mechila, but at least there's a sniff lahakel in the course of normal ball playing. A second sniff lahakel, the Minchas Shlomo, on that very same tshuva in Oz Gimel, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that a small bruise may not be considered a violation of chavala. It may have to be a bad enough bruise that if the skin was torn, that the blood would gush out. So in the course of a normal ball playing, normally you don't get bruised that badly, at least not by a direct strike from another player. Normally that's if a person gets trips or hurts himself, hits the ground really hard, or something like that. A direct strike from another player will normally not cause that kind of heavy bruising. A third sniff lekula, the Rambam in Chovel Mazik Perkei Halacha Aleph says that a chovel b'chaveiro is only in violation if it's derech b'zayon or derech mitzayon. It's done in a combative or disgraceful way. You're trying to embarrass the other person. So the same may be true about Maka Aviv, that maybe if it's not done in a way where it's in a combative nature, it's just in healthy competition, so maybe that would not be a violation. A fourth sniff lekula is that it's far from a psik ratio that if you're going to play a game of basketball, that somebody is necessarily going to get wounded. Most of the time, you play a game of basketball and both competitors come out perfectly fine. Every once in a while, you'll have an injury in a game. So it's not a psik ratio at all. And Rav Tzion Abba Shaul, quoted in the Sefer Mora Horim Kvod in Parak Yud, footnote 16, says that, you, for example, one is allowed to shave or manicure his father. A lot of times, if a nebuch of an elderly person is unable to care for themselves, even their basic needs, so they need their children to do these basic things for them. So one is allowed to do that, even though the parent might bleed, because the parent also might not bleed, and therefore it's not a psik reshe, and it will be okay. And then the fifth possible sniff lekula is that perhaps one could argue that it, just as the Gemara said that Akazas Dam is mutter for refuah, so if this is part of the father's exercise regimen, that he needs to get some exercise, and the way he does it is by playing ball, so it could be that that also would have an element of refuah, even though it's not treating any specific illness, but it's at least necessary for him in maintaining good health. So the maskana would seem that it's a very bad idea to box with one's father. That would probably be asra on multiple levels. Definitely mutter to play golf with one's father, and probably mutter as well to play basketball, provided that the father is interested in playing and you're not forcing him to do so, and that there are some boundaries of respect, that in general you should be respectful when you play basketball with anybody. Shouldn't be screaming and yelling and disputing every call. No one will ever want to play with you again, but when it comes to a parent, one should be especially careful of these things. And just to point out that there was a long-standing tradition in Moresh HaKolel with Mori V'Rabbi Rav Willig that he would always play ball, but he would always be makbid that his sons play on the same team as him, not on the opposing team. When I asked Rabbi Yehuda Willig, his son, if that was true, if that was something that he was actually makbid about, he said, yes, of course he was makbid about, but that's because he always wanted to win, and he knew that his best chance was with his sons on his team. Okay, so...